today and enter the world of Hilt Radio.
So lay it on him, Brittany. Lay it on him.
Oh my gosh. Do we just start with Scandoval?
I mean, what I think you kind of have
the
to.
Heck?
Well, no, let's say this. So like this season, what was really interesting for me was you had multiple main cast members that were cut. So
yeah.
you know what I mean? Going into
The last season. Yeah, it was the one right before this.
So it was season 9.
Season 9.
So that's right, because that's
we
when we got all the crap
Stassi,
people that got
we lost
in.
Jax and Kristen.
Right. Yes.
And with Stassi, we lose Bo, which was really sad because Bo was amazing.
And with Jax, we lose Brittany. Not you, Brittany, but Kentucky Brittany.
Yeah.
So but that was what was really interesting is like going into season 9, you lost multiple main cast members. They tried to introduce some new cast members that just did not resonate. They flopped really, really hard.
That's when you can feel the reality of it just totally being written.
Yeah.
It was not real. They were putting these people in situations that wouldn't typically be in these situations. We're suddenly inviting these people. And it's like, no, it doesn't make sense. They weren't in the friend group. You're going to sit there and say that they are friends now. They are, because they work there. You hired them as a casting director and put them in there.
Yep.
And we're like, hey, you're beautiful. Go sleep with this person.
Yeah.
And it was just not genuine to me. I didn't like any of the new people. So I was happy that they did not stick around to season 10.
Yeah.
Charlie did, but she pissed me off season 10.
Oh, 100%. But what has been interesting too is like we have had new people get introduced throughout the seasons, right? Like James Kennedy, like Rachel Levis, like
Lala Kent.
Like you've had characters that came on, people that were added to the show, because they worked at these places.
Right.
And they felt more genuine in like the way that they were there. Maybe not so much with Rachel, but like with a lot of people.
She was not genuine.
No.
She was a fangirl for sure.
Yeah. But I think that's what was interesting is like seeing these characters that were introduced that felt authentic to the way the show was being crafted, if you will.
And when you work in a restaurant, it makes sense. You are going to hire on new people and there are going to be cliques and people who get along already. So you're bringing on this new blood and either everybody's going to get along or somebody is just not going to like that person. It happens in real life.
Yeah.
It happened in the restaurants I worked in. I didn't get along with everybody.
Oh,
for the most part.
Crap.
For
yeah,
the most
did.
Part, I did.
Everybody loves you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't say that.
I can. I can because I saw it.
I'm the Brittany of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, everybody
I'm the Kentucky Brittany because she was so sweet and everybody just liked her.
So you're Cali Brittany?
Yeah, I guess.
Nice.
She is now too. But anyway, so you see it happen. That is genuine. You bring on somebody like Lala and she's so just a strong, opinionated character and she comes in and would be a queen bee originally, but they're already established queen bees in this group. So it's like, it doesn't mesh well.
A lot of butting heads.
Yes, with everyone. But I have to say, Lala is one of my favorite characters in the whole show. And she wasn't always. I think when she first came on, she annoyed the crap out of me. Her and James together bugged me so bad in their first seasons that they were in because they were rude and they were just, they would talk out of pocket.
No.
They had to do it. No, they were just really mean and like the words that they used, you shouldn't use towards people.
Yeah, for sure.
Like you don't call people fat and things like that. And in the episodes, they do that. And it's just disgusting, their behavior. And a lot of it was caused by drinking. And they are, well, James not, but Lala is sober now. So she's a much better person. But back then, she bugged me. Now, let's fast forward to this season. James and Lala are like my favorite people on the show. And them together on the reunion was hilarious.
Oh, and that's the other thing. Like, if you, for those that are getting into the show, so they do the episodes. And then at the end, they do a reunion show, not in front of like a live audience or anything like that. It's literally just they'll take some of the cast, usually the main cast. Some of the secondaries will pop on every now and again. But they like review.
Rehash everything that went down.
Yeah. So Andy Cohen hosts this And he sits there and like will ask questions and basically like eggs them into arguments. So, you know, they do the typical reality shows where like things are happening and then they do the little one-off conversations, right? The interviews, you know, so they'll talk about what they were feeling and those things. Typical to what you've seen for a lot of reality shows. But then this reunion, I love it because it is such a cluster every single time. Mm-hmm. And everybody just gets so...
People that are crazy. Like, they've mended relationships and they're friends now. They're not. Like, in the reunion, they're back at each other's throats because they're like, oh, yeah, this did happen. And I was really upset about it at the time. And they just go off on each other. It's just nuts.
And sometimes it's people that got along the whole season, but now are beefing at the reality.
Because of the interviews that were done in private.
Yeah, like now it becomes a problem.
Oh,
like,
that's what you really thought about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting take. And I was cringing at first because I was like, oh my God, I don't want to sit here watching people
argue.
But
you also didn't watch things like Real World.
Road Rules. No, those types of things.
I loved those. Yeah. And this, I feel like that's where reality started for me, was Real World.
Like Jersey Shore, I'd never enjoyed.
I watched Jersey Shore.
You did. Tim did. Tim yes. loved Jersey Shore. Yes. Still loves Jersey Shore. So there were certain shows.
I don't think I could watch it anymore.
But like, I was talking about like how... This concept would have worked in a band setting. If you just had a band that was like they do the documentaries, like we're going to follow a band for a short period of time. But like they needed to do a band that like this was all it was going to be.
They kind of did with things like making the band, but of course they were putting together a band. So that was already a different types of tension because you're kind of fighting to be the number one in the group.
Yeah.
Or fighting for your spot in the group. Whereas I think what you're talking about is like kind of an established band. Yeah. Let's follow them.
They did that with a band called Cartel, where MTV did a series called Band in a Bubble. And it was, this band was going to be in front of cameras. They were going to be building their second album and they were going to basically have no interaction with the outside world. Cool concept. It didn't take off.
I was like, that sounds horrible.
They didn't do any more. As far as I know, they didn't do any more of that after it. And that album was not great. The single was kind of meh and the rest of the album was kind of whatever. But if you had taken a band, like you're saying, like an established band or a band that's on the rise.
Right.
And you're literally going to be like, we're going to put cameras around you. Mm-hmm. And all the drama, like tour life. Because when I think of all the stuff that went on when I was on tour, like whether it was inside my band or between my band and other bands on the tour, like we did one tour called the Hip Shakers and Troublemakers Tour. And that tour was filled with more drama than I had ever seen in my life. But if you had put cameras in front of us for the entirety of it, that would have been gold. I think all three of our bands would have been huge after that because reality TV was on the rise at that point.
Yeah.
And I think seeing these bands that all of them were like trying to do it and we were all about at the same level. So like the shows that my band booked, we headlined. The shows that Stages and Stereos booked, they were going to headline. You know, I can't think of the third band. Oh, I feel so bad that I don't remember the third band's
name.
Rude. I know. I'm getting old, guys. I'm so sorry. But I think that would have been really, really interesting to see these things. But on the flip side, I wouldn't want to go back and watch everything that happened again because I already had to live through it once.
Yeah.
So to like have to sit there and do an interview.
They have to.
And relive it and then do a reunion show and have to relive it. Like, that just sounds so exhausting. So.
And then you go to this season that just wrapped, and the worst thing that could happen in this...
The bombshell.
That could happen in this group happens, and I don't think it's ever happened before.
Well, you had one couple that the engagement got called off. You had another couple that got divorced, or were going through a divorce, and then a third couple...
gets cheated on by their best friend and their life partner.
Yeah.
Like, what... Oh my gosh, like that was insane. The fact that they had to pick cameras back up because they knew, obviously, all the producers and the directors knew what was going on. They're filming everything. And then for something to be leaked, like an affair is happening, you're like, yeah, we're going to pick cameras back up so we can get your reaction to this.
Count your blessings. That was the third band. That was the third band. Count your blessings. I got it.
It came to you.
It finally came to me.
But, it's so sad to watch. And because you you've been watching these people for so long now. You do, you know, have your favorites. And for somebody like Ariana, she's like one of the best. She has always been one of the better people, just morals wise. And I don't know, she seems more down to earth than all of them. Yeah, she is a little bit just more hardened, I think, than some of the other ones, but she does come from a lot of like mental health issues, which most people do these days. But she just wears it on her sleeve. So it's so sad that this happened to her, of all people. But then you think about who's doing it. And I called this stuff since day one because everybody loved Sandoval. Even you enjoyed Sandoval.
Well, he was the one you kept comparing me to. So I was like, yeah. And now I feel like maybe you don't like me very much.
I guess not, man, when I think about it. No, just because he was the rock star. He was the one in entertainment. He wanted to be out there, you know, and be in the limelight. Like, that was very much Sandoval. And I think Sandoval had his moments. When he first came on with Kristen, he was kind of likable, but I always remember the whole Kristen and him cheating thing before Jax, when he cheated on Kristen with somebody in Vegas or whatever had happened. That was crazy because Kristen was like painted as this crazy chick, which she was. She is very crazy. As the seasons go on, she is totally nuts. So I get why everybody around her thought she was crazy and everybody watching thinks she's crazy. She is. But because of that, they completely like just didn't care about her feelings in this at all. They're like, well, no, because you're such a psycho, you don't get to be sad about him cheating on you. Yeah. You don't get to do all this. I hated that so much. I'm like, why is nobody coming for Sandoval and everybody is coming for Kristen for so many years? I was not a Kristen fan either. Yeah. I do not like her. She is so cringy. But I hated that nobody ever gave Sandoval crap for it.
Right.
And they didn't. And then Ariana comes into the picture where he does cheat on Kristen with Ariana. Whether you want to say it was just a kiss, it's still cheating.
Yeah.
Even if there was no kissing involved and there was an emotional connection in some way, that is still cheating.
Yeah.
Just because you define cheating a different way than A or B, you can't disregard somebody's feelings. Like, that is so messed up. So when all of that was going down and people were saying like, oh, but Ariana's so much better. And like, she is, she definitely is. I agree. It was still cheating.
Yeah. You're giving a free pass. And then if anything, you're like gaslighting the female into making it seem like it's all her fault. And it's like, oh, well, he cheated because you're crazy. So, and it's like, okay, the relationship can fail because one person is emotionally unstable. And I'm not saying that Kristen is, I'm just saying that if that's the perception.
Right.
But in which case you go, okay, well, this person isn't the right person for me, so I'm going to break things off and now pursue this other person because I do have an emotional or a physical attraction or investment
Yeah, when something is happening somewhere else outside of the home or whatever you want to call it, outside of the relationship. You know, you are just trying to be blind because comfort. Basically.
100%.
But, and you don't want to hurt people's feelings. But guess what? When you hold on to things like that, it's so much worse in the long run. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that Sandoval was always a cheater. He cheated before Kristen. He cheated with Kristen multiple times. Kristen did cheat too, but he cheated on Kristen multiple times, Ariana being one of them.
Yep.
He cheated on Ariana at the beginning of their relationship with Miami girl.
Yep.
Come on now, who really believed that? And then in this season, it does come out that Yes, that happened. Even Ariana admitted it.
And there was another girl on top of that that has not been divulged yet.
Yep, we don't know who it is. But there are rumors going around.
But when Sheena was saying, oh, it was a nobody, and he was like, yeah, well, actually, no, but I don't want to put that out there. And then you're like, oh, okay, but that we remember the rumors that did spike.
Which was
Billy.
Billy Lee.
Yeah, Billy Lee. Yeah, so then
so
you're
that
like,
was a thing. So, and usually every time there's a rumor, it is always true.
Yeah.
Always. There has never been a rumor that has been brought up on any season that has not been true.
Yeah. Well, the only thing when Sheena was doing the podcast episode with Schwartz, and she was like, the rumor that he was making out with Raquel at Coachella.
But it ended up being the guy who looked just like Schwartz.
Yeah. But he wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't even physically at that place. But, so it was like the only rumor that didn't really end up being true.
I mean, something happened with the Schwartz lookalike. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just wrong information.
Yeah, just it, something happened, just not with that individual.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's been really interesting for me, but, is like, we kind of knew because you only recently got into the show in this capacity.
Yeah.
So you knew something big had happened. So it was so difficult.
I didn't know what it was.
But to like stay off of like social media and memes and trying to ignore these things, but like, the longer it's gone on, the more prevalent it's become.
Yeah.
And you steamrolled those 10 seasons. Like,
I gotta get to it before this gets leaked. I mean, it already happened. People are already talking about it. I just, anytime somebody brought up Vanderpump, I was like, swipe, 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 swipe. I don't want to see, I don't need to know. I want it to all play out because I had no idea who it was. I did not know that Rachel was gonna be the one who did it. I was so pissed because that was another thing I called back with. Oh, so that's where the whole Sandoval cheating was. I'm not saying that Ariana is in the wrong in any way for staying in the relationship. I'm just pointing out that Sandoval was always a cheater.
Right.
And I just knew. Ugh, and he's so narcissistic. It's disgusting. As the way he would treat people around him as if everything was about himself, like every argument that other people were having, he had to like insert himself into the argument and give his two cents on it. It's like, it's okay to have an opinion. That's fine. But Sandoval, when you're the one who's always doing it, you're a narcissist. Like you just are. Yeah. It's and he would just disregard other people's feelings. He disregarded Katie's feelings a lot. And I hated that because Katie's my girl. And she was one that I kind of always liked. She did have a season.
I don't really like Katie
I get on him all the time. Like, don't you dare with Katie. I've always felt bad for Katie. But there was definitely a season or two where she was a little rough to watch. Tequila Katie kind of took over. And that was rough. But I just felt like the way Schwartz treated her. He did cheat.
No, he.
The way he treated her was so sad. So when the book came out that they were getting a divorce, I'm like, it makes sense. Finally. Yeah. And I'm glad she was the one to do it because she was sticking in that relationship for so long because of comfort. And yeah, she loved him. And that's what home was for her. Yeah. But then when I'm sure after you look back on these seasons, when you're being told you have to watch these seasons and these interviews and see it replay again over and over, you kind of realize, dang, this guy never has my back. He takes everybody else's side but my own. That's rough. You need somebody who is going to be on your side, whether you are wrong or not.
Yeah, you're ride or die. You want them to be a ride or die.
And that I can always say, me and Liam, we have that.
Oh, yeah.
We are always, even if we know the other one is wrong, front of people, we are right.
Yeah.
And then in closed doors, be like, maybe you shouldn't have said that. But we hardly ever do that anyway.
No, not at all. But I do distinctly remember a conversation where like something happened and then we went home and she was like, okay, actually? And I was like, all right, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, just don't do those things.
But and I think that's where my complaint with Katie kind of comes from. It's the same complaint I have for a lot of those people, is that they try to make themselves victims of their own circumstances.
Yeah, like
they put themselves in these situations. Yeah, they stay, or they put themselves in these situations, or they act a certain way to someone and then get all butt hurt when they are treated that same way. And you go, yeah, okay, but you do that. Like we were talking about Sandoval, right? Where he almost inserts himself into everybody else's situation as though his opinion is gold. Like whatever you think is not good as gold. Like as though they're not your opinion is invalid. Like we see him steamroll, and what Katie's big complaint was is that Sandoval would steamroll Schwartz and Schwartz would back Sandoval. Like he would back being steamrolled against his wife, who's calling out like, look, you're getting taken advantage of, you need to stand up for yourself, and then being mad at his wife for telling him to stand up for himself.
Yes.
And like, to some degree, I kind of get it, because it's like, sometimes friendships, you have a certain dynamic.
Yeah.
And when you're being told, well, you need to change the dynamic, you're like, no, that's how our dynamic
friendship works.
That's how our friendship works.
And for sure.
And it's hard because the outsider is going to be that way. But I feel like Katie and Sandoval were constantly at each other's throats. And Schwartz, I felt bad for him because I did feel like he was just stuck in the middle.
Yes.
And you and I talked about this. It'd be like if you and Tim fought all the time.
Which would never happen.
No, you guys probably get along better than I get along with either one of you. I don't know why you two aren't married at this point.
Yeah.
But I think that's the thing. We've made the joke that like I'm the Sandoval to Tim's Schwartz, which Tim, I know you're listening to this.
Watch the show.
Just go. Even if you just watch the 10th season, it's only
you gotta watch from the beginning to really be invested and to feel as deeply hurt by what happens because it is so messed up. I was hurt. What were you trying to get at right now?
I was
going to
say, when did Lala come in? Maybe you just watch from there.
Oh, gosh. Like 3 or 4, maybe?
Oh, God. That's still a lot of seasons then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because
maybe the fourth.
Well, because keep in mind, like, I didn't watch every episode. I didn't even watch any episodes of, like, season 1 or 2. It was probably season 3 by the time I was
the
like,
only
oh, wait,
thing
what's
is,
going on?
You have to go back to season 1 because you have to see where they began.
Yeah.
It plays out. When you see where they come from, because now like going back and seeing some of these episodes, I'm like, oh gosh, how did I ever side with that person? Like you're just seeing all of these little things. Like it was always there. This person was always this way.
But don't you think that's hindsight is 2020 type thing?
It is. It for sure is. But that's why I didn't want to know anything.
Yeah.
I didn't want Chris to tell me. He wouldn't. He would ask, would go, where are you at right now? And I'd go, I'm on this season. This is the episode. This is what's happening. And he'd be like, oh yeah. And we would talk about what had happened before and like, that episode, but he would not tell me anything that happened because he knows how I am. I don't like spoilers.
Yeah,
that's
whereas
just with anything, I don't like spoilers.
Whereas I'm a Wikipedia addict.
Oh, and
you,
I get so mad
get
at
so
you
because I would literally go, oh,
like,
just wait till
shush.
I'll be like, just wait till this comes out, and she's like, don't tell me, and then it would happen, and I'd be like, see, didn't I tell you that was crazy? So like with the Randall thing, I knew that was coming, but then it turned out you kind of knew that was coming anyways.
Because there was a big
spoiled.
Documentary or whatever that was happening. I'm like, oh, dang. Well, clearly I know Randall and Lala don't last.
Yeah.
Sad that they have a baby together and this big lawsuit is happening. But so that was nuts.
Which we just watched that, the Randall scandal, which is available on Hulu.
Yes. But to circle back to the big thing that is happening this season, I had to touch on Katie because I was so pissed at Rachel. Like I was pissed at Sheena too, because Sheena was very much like pushing her on Schwartz.
Yeah.
And that was pissing me off so much before even knowing. I knew somebody was going to cheat, but I had no idea what was happening. I thought this was like the big don't like there can't be, because this is out for everybody to know. So this is obviously not the big juicy secret, because we all know that Schwartz is going to kiss Rachel. And if you guys don't know, we're talking about Raquel, but she's Rachel.
Yeah.
But
you don't get to pick your nickname.
That was really funny. Anyway, so I've never liked Rachel. Since she came on, I said she is clearly a fangirl. She just wants to be on the show. She is dating James just to get in this friend group. What do you know?
That's
exactly what she did. So she is no longer with James. They got engaged. Sandoval paid for half of the engagement. Oh, it's so disgusting. That's why you have to watch every season, because you got to see the lead up.
The build up.
It's so gross. So Sandoval pays for the engagement. They're no longer engaged because James is a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
A lot of the times. He's
very explosive. He's very volatile.
He's better when he's sober and when he can rein it in. The drinking and not have too much. But once he goes, and it's really bad.
But this season, he really didn't ever get drunk.
Yeah.
I never really saw
him. He would drink, but he would not get drunk.
Yeah.
And he got better about bringing down his anger, his rage. But he had his moments. But I thought they were kind of deserved.
For sure. And I also feel like it would be disingenuous to think that nobody is allowed to get mad ever.
Especially him.
Yeah. Like, because he
does it so often.
Yeah. He has that within him. But to make it seem like nobody can ever display a certain emotion, that to me is disingenuous.
So let's look at that. He's no longer engaged to this girl who is still trying to stick around in the friend group, who now a friend of theirs, Sheena, is pushing on this recently separated Katie and Schwartz. Like, she's trying to push James's ex-fiance on Katie's soon-to-be ex-husband. Like, yeah, they're not even divorced yet, just separated because it's so fresh. She's pushing this girl on him, knowing that all of these people are involved in some way. So Sheena was on my crap list. Like, yeah, just, oh my God. For the whole season. She doesn't redeem herself until the very last episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, last episode.
Pretty much.
And that bugged me. Already hate Rachel. She's pissing me off. Then it turns out she cheats. She's having a full-on affair.
For like 7 months.
With Sandoval.
Yeah.
And Sandoval's with Ariana. And Ariana, like we go back to the beginning of what we were talking about, is the best person on the show.
And they've been together for like 9 years. Like, yeah, nine going
not
on
married,
10 years. Not
but
married.
But it's a partnership.
Yeah. Have own a house together.
Yeah.
She had had her eggs frozen and he was supposed to go and
fertilize them.
Yeah. Like, give a sperm sample to have these eggs be fertilized because it's a the egg
the
is
embryos
more
embryos will. Yeah.
Yeah. They're more viable if they're a fertilized embryo as opposed to, you know, just an egg. And it was just so. I remember early on in this when Katie had done the, oh, we're going to get divorced, but you can't date anybody in the friend group. I remember being like, that's messed up. Like,
no,
you had a very different opinion about this. My opinion at first was like, that's messed up. If, especially if she's the one that initiated the divorce, to then turn around and give him stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
It came out later that they had agreed to these stipulations.
Yes.
And that he seemed more butthurt because she had gone on dates and hooked up with people and he hadn't.
Yes.
So I think it was more of a, well, I'm not getting any action. Boo hoo, woe is me. But it was a stipulation they had both agreed on. And like, the more that I replayed it in my head, there were girls when I was in a band that dated multiple members of the band, that like maybe they dated one guy and then dated somebody else. You always thought that was super weird.
Yes, it's then, very incesty.
But then I brought up that in the restaurant business, that crap happens all the time.
And I hated it.
All the time. But
it caused so much drama.
When you look back at this show, especially now that I've gone back to season one, and you're like, this person used to live with this person slept with this person, but now they're dating this person was engaged to this person, but now they're with this person. It's hard to look at what Katie gave as a stipulation and take it with any sense of credibility because it's like your whole friend group was founded on everybody sleeping with everybody else.
Right.
So to then turn around and be like, well, now that we're divorced, you can't do what all of us have been doing for years. Now, the caveat to this is that while we look at Sandoval and Ariana and go, they've been together for 9 years, Katie and Tom Schwartz were together for
12 years.
That is
married for
five of them.
Almost five. Yes.
So you're looking at a very significant amount of time. And I think what actually gave it to me, and I feel bad saying this, was James's reactions to seeing Rachel come around, where he was like, she broke off our engagement and now I'm forced to see her. Not just because it's the show, but because you idiots keep inviting her to everything.
Yeah.
Like when she showed up at Guy's Night, he was like, oh, I guess Guy's Night means nothing.
Yeah.
And I felt for him in that moment because I was like, I get it. Because I thought about...
And then you're mad at them for making you feel for James.
Yeah, for making me feel for James. But I think about like, I'm not going to name names, but there was a member of my band that him and a significant other split up. And then she started dating a friend of ours from another band. And you won't, not that you would like cut that person out, but you were like, I'm less inclined to want to hang out with you because I don't want to see her. I don't want her to be around our group because she's now exhibited qualities that I don't look for in a friend. So I don't want them around. I don't want them hanging out with us. Kids are screaming in the other room. Probably should wrap this up. So I get that at that point that Katie's like, I don't want to see him making out with my friends.
Yes.
Which
not
most of
that
her-
she doesn't want to see him move on. Right. You just don't want to see them move on with somebody that you know.
But it's funny too, because think
like
about
that's
it.
Rough.
Think about it though. When you go in our friend group, I don't want you hooking up with anybody else in the friend group. Sheena's got a long-term boyfriend slash fiance that she just had a kid with. Mm-hmm. Ariana's been with Sandoval for 9 years. So it's not going to be either one of them.
Right.
Kristen's off the show. Stassi's off the show. Brittany's married to Jax and they're off the show as well. Lala is just coming out of a very messy separation. Not they weren't married, but very messy separation with Randall. So those
and Hate Schwartz
and Hate Schwartz at that point. Hate no, she did,
and she's best friends with Katie.
Yeah, but she did hate Schwartz at that point because he was still hanging out with Randall behind her back, which she didn't enjoy
because Schwartz doesn't have a backbone.
So literally, the only person left. Is Rachel.
That's the issue. She wasn't a friend. She was James's girlfriend turned fiance.
But then at that point,
and that's what made her in the friend group.
But that's what
she was always just trying to be a part of this group at any cost.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is like it almost should have just been that Katie, instead of saying you can't date somebody in the friend group, should have just been you can't date Rachel.
Yeah, but
like that's all it should have been.
But I think you put out there and you say anybody in the friend group because as we see, anything can happen with anybody. So that was just her stipulation.
But you look at certain people, to it. Like we said, like Lala wasn't going to ever look at Schwartz as anything other than a puppy.
A puppy.
You know what I mean? Ariana is never going to look at Schwartz in a romantic fashion because she's always just going to be like, that's Tom's other wife. You know what I mean? And like we said, I mean, it was Sheena wasn't going to look at Schwartz that way either. Mm-hmm. Although I guess if anybody was, I would have pegged Sheena as the one that would have gone for Schwartz had her and Brock not connected. So I don't know. I guess you're right.
It could happen to anybody. One drunken night. That's all it needs, apparently. But yeah, so we get to Rachel and Sandoval cheating.
Yeah.
For 7 months. Legit full-on affair. And her best friend is Ariana. That's what's disgusting about it.
Yeah.
It's like you're like, oh, but she was single. It's no big deal. It's like that was her best friend. And there's an episode where she goes and she asks, like, oh, well, are you guys still physical? Are you still physically attracted to him?
Oh, that
like
was
Rachel
so
is
cringy.
Like pushing and like trying to get info from Ariana. And then when you finally know what happens, it's like, ew. You were obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And you needed to know that they weren't having sex anymore. You wanted to know that she was not invested. She was hoping that Ariana was going to say that, no, something is wrong. We're not okay. We're not happy. We're not sleeping together. Because then she would feel okay with what she was doing.
Yeah.
Yep. It's disgusting. Well,
no, I think it was possessiveness where she was like, if I'm sleeping with Sandoval, I want to know he's that not also sleeping with Ariana. Like,
he
I wanted
lives
to just
with
me.
Her and so he's dumb. And he just because Sandoval's telling her like, oh, we're not as connected as we used to be.
Still happening.
We something, you know, there's a rift, whatever you want to say. Like, oh, he was feeding her all of the things. At one point said that they had an open relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. I don't know if that ever comes out on the show. Well, or if that was a podcast that
I listened to. They do talk about, because remember that was the whole thing where it was like, well, I heard, wasn't it Allie was saying like, oh, well, I heard that.
Well, she pinned it on Katie that Katie said that it was an open relationship.
Yeah,
but she didn't mean it in that way.
They don't have rules.
Yeah, they don't have rules as in they don't like put each other on a leash. Like they can go out and they can have friends and go dance and do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, yeah.
That was always their thing. Not that they had an open relationship, but there was a friend who's not on the show. He works at like another restaurant or bar or something. And he said that Rachel told him that Sandoval told her at Coachella when they were sitting in a jacuzzi together that, oh, Ariana and I have an open relationship because Sandoval was trying to like push on her like we can do this and it'll be okay.
And, like
and
he was opening the door for
it. Did happen.
Well, and to be fair, like Lala does go down on Ariana in the back of the car.
Yeah, so like that was an open.
Yeah, like thing. There are aspects where you could go, it's debatable. But ultimately, it's like if that conversation hasn't been had and they haven't expressly put that out from both of them.
But Tom was there in the Lala Ariana situation. So it was kind of like, you can put a stop to this right now. You can say, no, I'm not on board with this. Or you can join in. Whatever you want to do. Like he was there to give his 2 cents on it. He could have told her no.
No.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure he enjoyed it. But when your other partner is not involved in the decision making, it's cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Like we
and then you keep it a secret, it's definitely
for
cheating.
7 months. Yeah.
It is so cheating. So as much as we are crapping down on Rachel, Sandoval is at the number one
And I think
just violator here. He is the crappiest person out of everybody in the situation. Rachel is definitely in the wrong because that was her best friend. She's canceled. Get her out of here. I don't want to see her first season 11. I kind of do just because I want to see her get crapped on by everybody. Like, again, I don't think the reunion was enough for me. I needed Ariana to like physically put hands on her.
You didn't get the closure you wanted.
Yeah, I need more closure on that. No, it never should come to violence. But I mean, if she pushed her, totally I wouldn't be mad. I was happy that Sheena pushed her. Sheena. Yes, now you're winning me back over. But anyway, Sandoval is the one in the wrong here. Completely.
It's going to be interesting enough to see the continued fallout. Like what we've seen from like the restaurants.
Yeah.
From Tom Tom and Schwartz and Sandy's. And like kind of seeing the online fallout that sort of followed him in that regard. But then you look at things like he just did a concert here in Fresno.
Yeah, he was at one of the wineries here.
Yeah, and there was a good crowd and good response to it. He's even going on a date with somebody that's like a friend of someone you know.
A friend of a friend, yeah.
Like, what small world is this? That is
so crazy. I don't know this person, but...
But think about it. Like, that's the type of people he needs to date. Like, people outside of LA that don't know his history.
Don't watch, yeah.
Or they don't care because
and what
they're
do you
like...
Do, and what do you do about that in that situation? So as I'm chatting with my friend, I don't know if you listen to this, but hi, if you're listening, I'm chatting with her about it. I'm like, you guys got to watch. Like, I know she probably wants to go into it blind and she's hearing a lot of people hate him. And maybe she doesn't want like a bad taste in her mouth and kind of just want it to be organic.
Yeah.
No, he is that bad of a person that you have to watch. He is... has multiple cheating instances in his life. This isn't the first time it's happened. Like, he is a narcissist. He is going to gaslight anybody that comes into his life. And if you want to be blind to these things, it's not going to look good for you in the long run. Unless you're going in to screw him over, I totally applaud that and please do it.
But it's an interesting thing, right? Because, you know, after 9 years of being with the same person, if he had the ability to do that, to do what is ultimately like one of the worst possible things you can do.
Somebody in the group.
Like,
noses.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen when you aren't typically in and around him and with that group? Like, if he was able to do this,
I don't think
this
is the only time
camera,
he cheated.
No, of course not.
He has cheated. He goes, obviously these people are in the limelight. They go on interviews. They go to different cities. They separate from each other. He's in a band. He does all these different things. He, I'm sure, has cheated a majority of the time.
Yeah.
This has just got too much because he caught feelings.
Yeah.
They both got obsessed with each other in this really weird way. And when that happens, you get sloppy and when it's in the friend group, it's going to come out. It's going to come out.
It's just so weird. Cause like Rachel doesn't have a good personality.
No.
She has the, like, guys, if you watch this and you watch when she first came on the show, like her voice is seriously this. And I wish I was exaggerating, but I'm not.
It's so bad.
And you can see her getting she obviously had a vocal coach because she's gotten better as the seasons as she became more of a main cast character, like within the last two seasons, let's say
she knew she needed a vocal coach.
She got a vocal
coach. She needed speech therapy because she can't form thoughts. Like, I'm not even that sounds so mean. I'm not joking. She says this. She cannot form a thought on her own unless she has like an hour to really think about what she wants to talk about. But then when you're in a conversation, it'll never be organic.
Yeah, because
you
it's
will
always
say your
planned.
One thought.
Yeah.
And then have nowhere to go off from there.
Because there's no banter. There's no back and forth.
You literally see the wheels turning when she's talking to somebody. And it's so sad. Because I know people are like that.
Some people don't have
public nothing
speaking.
Wrong
yeah,
with that. But when you're putting yourself on a reality TV show and you wanted this so bad. She tried to be Miss California. She was in so many beauty pageants. And it's like, well, you didn't win any of them. Like, you went to school, you got a degree, awesome, amazing. That doesn't mean you're street smart, though. You're not street smart. You clearly were using these people just to get in the spotlight. You used James. You then used Schwartz and Peter and then probably Sandoval, but then you got a connection with Sandoval. And now what are you going to do from here?
It'll be interesting. I don't know if we'll see the giraffe with a cabbage patch face return, but...
Does.
But
that is exactly her.
But it'll definitely be interesting. I'll tell you guys, man, like I was real hesitant to get invested. I really just thought it was going to be like, hey, I'll be your sounding board if you want to tell me what's happening. And I'm excited that you're excited. But once you really get into it and kind of like follow the storylines and the people, like it's enjoyable. It's good,
juicy.
It's juicy. It's fun TV. I still don't really enjoy the stupid arguments, but I've never really enjoyed
all of reality
that,
is.
That's just how it is.
It's idiotic. Yeah. Like, why are you this age and still having these kinds of problems?
Well, that, and you got to figure like that's only what they're going to show.
Yeah.
They're not going to show the times where everybody's just being rational and having good conversations. They're only going to want to show the stuff that feels juicy. I get that. It is what it is. I've actually really enjoyed listening to the podcast episodes.
Yeah, I've been listening to Give Them Lala lately.
So those have been fun. The documentary we watched on Hulu, that was really interesting because it really showed like the underbelly of Hollywood.
Right.
And for Tim, I know you're still listening.
Probably not at this point. Way too long.
Right? I know. We probably have to split this into two episodes.
I think that's probably for the best.
Randall Emmett was Mark Wahlberg's assistant. So Turtle from Entourage is based on Randall Emmett. And that's the dude that screwed over Lala.
Yeah.
And that whole documentary, The Randall Scandal, is based on this dude.
Yeah.
So like if you liked Entourage, there is a six degrees of Kevin Bacon type scenario where it is connected. So it's kind of cool. So I recommend it for people. If you like reality TV, this was definitely one to watch. If you don't like reality TV like me, this was still one that was fun to watch.
Yeah. So. You might get involved. Yeah. It's really sad. Really. I'm interested to see where season 11 takes us.
And I'll warn you, we'll probably be secondary episodes, but we'll probably do like little recap things where we talk about when season 11 hits. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of juiciness. I mean, we talked about it for almost 40 minutes. So I imagine there's gonna be a good amount.
This is my personality now, guys. I mean, VPR is for life. How did we go the whole episode and not talk about Lisa?
Well,
she's the best part of the whole season.
She is.
Every season.
For little history for her, she came from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills,
which I'm going to go back and watch.
Of course you are. And she stepped out, I want to say around the fourth season, if I'm remembering Wikipedia correctly.
I think she's still in them. She's just
like main cast.
Yeah.
She stepped out of it. So she's not fully on the show because she obviously got the spinoff with Vanderpump Rules. She also has another spinoff called Vanderpump Dogs because she runs a dog rescue.
She's amazing.
She is so cool.
The best person. Her and her husband have opened like over 26 restaurants or something.
Yeah, it's not. I think
like
it's 30.
Over,
I think it's over 30 restaurants.
Now
like
at this point, I think
at
the last time I checked it, you know, in the episode, it was 26. Yeah. Now it's over 30.
But between like LA, New York and London, like all these
Vegas
like all these different restaurants. So she's an entrepreneur. She's very motherly to the group, but she also doesn't take their crap.
No.
Like she has no problem calling them out on it. So she, to me, is my favorite character.
Oh, yes.
You'll enjoy that.
Lisa's the best.
Yeah, you'll enjoy her probably more than any of the people, but you'll also enjoy their interactions with her because they go to her when they want to complain and like need that motherly figure. It's really cool. It's an interesting dynamic that you haven't seen really on any other reality show. So, So I think I'm going to chop this into two. So
I think that's a good idea. So we can stop at the spoilers and then we can end there and then this will all be Vanderpump.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. This was great. Like
this was fun.
You literally before we started recording said, "What are we even going to talk about?" And here we were able to go an hour and a half with the things we want to talk. I mean, I know we went on about SAG-AFTRA for like a good 20 or 30 minutes to start out the show. But this was really cool. Like hopefully we can actually
do things like this. We will probably gush about the shows that we are watching or things we were listening to. Oh, we didn't even talk about all the things we've been up to, but I think that'll be a good save for a next episode. Like we've been doing a lot of things lately. That's probably why we don't record as much as we would like to is life. Life is busy. We got two kids. They're getting older. They're getting into new things and we're doing new things. We're constantly busy. We finally had some downtime recently and we're like, hey, let's do an episode.
Yeah. And this has been fantastic. I think what I want to do is when we get, I want to order those two new mics for us these can be the kids' mics.
Oh, sounds good.
And what we can do is we could use your laptop with the Focusrite, and they can record their parts on the laptop, and then we can move that over to the desktop, and I can have four tracks.
That would be fun.
And we can all really talk.
They won't be on the Vanderpump episodes.
They definitely won't be in those. And it'll probably be certain episodes we'll have that on. Like, if we're going to talk about a specific movie, like, we didn't talk about, we went and saw it Across the Spider-Verse. So, like, yeah, we talk about that. We can talk about Little Mermaid. So, we'll
see Blink 182. Like, we've done a lot of things. Yeah,
so much stuff we didn't get to on this episode.
Liam's
that we
a soccer coach.
About.
Like, what is happening? So, there's a lot that we need to kind of go into, but I think we should save it for another episode.
If I can get Brittany to sit down next week.
He's trying to put this out there because then he thinks I'll be held accountable.
I'm trying to. So you guys also hold her accountable, because I know we have enough friends that listen to the show that can also be like, Brittany,
those
that
are
was
the
so
only
much
people that listen to our show.
That's fine. Oh, I think
our five friends.
No, I think honestly at this point you got to figure we started doing this show in 2015. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, that's 8 years that this show has been
on. That's so crazy.
This was our 350th episode. I mean, ultimately, this is going to be like 350 and 351.
Yeah.
But, like, this was 350 episodes later. Like, this, you remember for a year, we did three episodes a week for a year straight? We did Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows for a year.
Yep.
Like, that's nuts right there. Like, that's pretty intense.
We should have stuck with it.
Well, you know, we were gaining a pretty decent following that point. It was just so difficult. It was time consuming. It was difficult to sustain. I took on a salaried position at that point, and I just didn't have the additional time.
Yeah.
To the point where it felt like we were kind of forcing ourselves. It felt more like a job than just the fun aspect of recording.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. That's why, guys, I will never say this is going to be like a weekly podcast again. If it does, awesome. And like, better for us to be able to put that stuff on the air. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you guys enjoy listening to the things that we talk about. But this is always going to be a when we can do it.
Right.
Because our priority is always going to be
family,
the family, like just spending time with the kids. Maybe we can set this up in a way that this can also be a way to spend time with the kids. Yeah. So. Just be prepared for Remy to talk about a lot of memes and VR references and for Winnie to cut us all off and say, it's my turn to talk.
Oh, because I can't wait.
That's her new thing. So be ready for
which
it.
Which is all the time. It's always her turn to talk.
But all in, B, thanks for sitting down and doing this. I know we kind of joked about it the last couple of weeks, but I was so glad that like we finally found
the
time.
I just want you
to
know that he's only podcasting with me because his friend canceled on him. For their podcast. So I'm not talking about Tim.
No, it was going to be a soccer podcast. But he rescheduled. We're going to do Thursday instead. But we had this night free. And I was honestly going to try to get you to do it Thursday anyways. So it would have worked either way. This week, I was going to try to get a podcast out of you. It's just you wanted to do it because you were listening to Give Them Lala.
Give Them Lala.
Yeah. You listening to podcasts made you want to podcast.
I don't listen to podcasts often.
Not anymore.
But after... No joke. I guess I'm not joking when I say like VPR is my personality now. Like I only want to read and listen to all things Vanderpump. I need this to die down. I need to find a new show.
Are you going to have to get like my West Ham memorabilia, but like Vanderpump memorabilia? Oh, are you going to have to get that?
I will not go that far. I will not. I mean, maybe I will buy Lala merch because she's my girl.
I'm going to have to devote a wall to like your Vanderpump wall. Nice. Oh, it's bound to happen.
You guys need to watch. It's just so good. And she is so funny.
And if you are watching, let us know. What were your thoughts? I'm sure we'll post on Instagram and Twitter.
If you are watching, is there anybody on Rachel's side? Like anybody? I have not heard one person yet.
No.
Oh, wait. No, apparently like Billy Lee or something. It's not on Rachel's side, but on Sandoval's side, like sticking up for him. Like, let's not kick him while he's down.
Because she slept with him. So
hey, totally... can't spread those rumors.
Yeah. Right. Come on. That definitely.
Yeah.
Happened.
So are you, is anybody?
No.
I don't know if we can be friends.
Yeah. Right.
Cause you're wrong.
Yeah. That would be an interesting debate right there.
That's crazy.
Nice. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up for these episodes. Cause now it's going to be two as we've agreed. But we appreciate everybody taking the time, giving us a listen, and we look forward to catching you guys on the next episode. But as always, until then,
try to make the world a better place.